Hi, this is Jim Bozinski. Welcome to Outsports Podcast number 8. I'm joined by Sid Ziegler in New York City, and today we're going to kind of dispense with our normal format of some quick bites and get right into the meat of our discussion. We have on the phone with us from the rural Deep South, his name is Matthew, or at least that's the name he used on Outsports for an article he wrote about being a young gay coach for high school boys and girls soccer, and why his decision to go back into the closet after he had been out of the closet in both high school and college. Matthew's story is available on Outsports, and it's an interesting read, and it's caused quite amount of discussion on our discussion board. Some people are supportive of Matthew, and some, frankly, not supportive. So we thought we'd go right to the horse's mouth and get Matthew on the phone. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, our readers kind of know a lot of your story, but can you sort of give us a quick version? You were born and raised in suburban D.C., and then you went to the Deep South for school, and you came out there. Fill us in after you graduated from school about getting your first job.
I went home for a little while, and was going to look around staying back home in Virginia, D.C. area, but kind of got lazy and didn't do any job searching. And had someone down here in the South call me about moving down here and teaching, but they needed a Spanish teacher and a soccer coach. And so at the time, it just seemed right, and I went with it and didn't really think about all the other little outside things. Just kind of said, oh, it's a job, I get to coach, and I get good vacation time. And little did I know, I'd be going back into the closet before I knew it, and I don't know. Didn't really put too much thought into it.
Now, was going back in the closet because you're in a, I would say, I guess, pretty conservative, very religious part of the South? Is that the main reason?
Yeah. I live in between a couple big cities, but where I am, it's very rural. We have cows all over the place, and really, gay people aren't really around. And I don't know. It's very, like, people base other events around church and when church youth groups meet, and they have church Wednesdays, Sundays, and sometimes in between. And I don't know, it's just different than what I was used to growing up. And with what I knew of the area from college, it's different when you're at the college and you're kind of stuck in the college as opposed to outside in the community. And now that I'd moved back and I was part of the community, not the college, it seemed like a better idea to go back in.
Did you know other gay people when you were there in college?
Oh, yeah, when I was in college, really the only gay people at school were theater majors, and I was friends with some of them. I mean, they're their own little type, but I was friends with a couple of them, and I mean, I wasn't hiding that I was friends with them or hiding that I was gay in college, but I don't know, just we're in our own little world at the college I was at, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
So describe your degree of being in the closet. I mean, there are some people now at school who do know, correct?
Right. I'm out to my family. My mom, my dad, my stepmom, stepdad, grandma, brothers, sisters. All my friends back home know. I came to college. My team knows. My friends know. My coaches know. I'm sure some of my teachers know. And then when I went to work, I worked with one person from college that I was actually friends with. And there were a couple other, one was a football player, one was a baseball player. I wasn't really friends with them, but they knew me, and I'm sure they knew about me. I came out to about one or two other teachers when I first started working a year and a half ago, and then came out to a couple more, and I was out to maybe, I don't know, four or five people at school, and that was about it. We didn't really talk about it. It was just something that was known. And then recently, since I was debating on whether or not to stay, I came out to a couple of the people that I was really close with. One of them actually is one of my girls' parents, girls on my soccer team, parents. I work with her, and came out to her, and she was like, it's no big deal, it's not, I don't care. So I mean, I didn't think she'd have a problem, but then I came out to a couple other important people at the school, like my site support leaders, and just the teacher's union person, and my mentor, and they didn't really care. Actually, my mentor surprised me. She's got a lot of gay friends, and I think we're actually going to the gay club tonight, but that'll be interesting. Never been to this one. But, I don't know, I've found a lot of support with the people I've told. I haven't made it known to the students. I don't know if I'm going to or not. I recently took straight off of my teacher profile on MySpace, which is funny. Nobody's really noticed it, but not ballsy enough yet to put up gay, but that'll be down the road.
Well, have you had students ask you about your personal life like they're want to do with their teachers? And how have you responded?
Actually, since I'm a coach, and all I have is my cell phone, when I call my students or my players, they actually get my phone number, and sure enough, they pass it around. So I've gotten some phone calls at night from students asking me, like, they block their number, like I don't know who it is, but then they ask me, and I just say no. I say, well, I don't usually say no. I usually say, why are you so concerned? Why are you calling me this late at night? And just stuff like that, but to my face at school, no one's asked me.
But what have they asked you on these phone calls? Have they asked you, are you gay?
I can just remember one call in particular. I was coming back from a club, and I was fairly intoxicated at the time, and they called me, and they're like, yo, they're like, we just wanted to ask you something. I was like, okay, they go, are you gay? And I go, why are you asking? And they go, oh, we just want to know, we're gay. And I was like, are you serious? Are these kids really saying this, trying to get this out of me? So, I mean, that's actually the only time it's ever happened was that call.
So what makes you think that there would be a negative repercussions if you came out?
Just with what I've heard about the other school in the county, and the students actually voted the gay club in. But then when the parents found out about it, the parents voted it out. And I don't think it would be a problem with the students, and even with the staff, I don't think it would be a problem. I just think some of the parents, I mean, just the area that I'm in, they're not exposed to anything gay other than what you see on TV, maybe. And then if I'm sure they change it when they see it, they probably get disgusted with it. But we have one gay kid at school, and he's quite flamboyant, and I don't think people don't like him because he's gay. People respect him that he's actually who he is. But I think it's more so they don't like him because he's obnoxious. So that's a different story in itself. I don't know. I've thought about saying something to the students before I left, but I don't know. I'm sure they'll find out some way or another.
Now, are you coming back for another season?
I actually turned in my letter of resignation on Friday.
Oh, really?
Oh, I am not. I'm going to stay in the area.
What was the reason for resigning?
I double majored in Spanish and marketing and really had no intentions on teaching. And when I took the job, I kind of kept looking back saying, is this really what I want to do? And I'm still young. I'm only 24, so I kind of want to see what else is out there. I can always go back to teaching. I'm a Spanish teacher. I mean, it pretty much needs anywhere I'll live. But I kind of want to see what else is out there. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I don't have a job lined up. But I don't know. Our situation in our school system where I'm at right now isn't very good. So it's not going to get any better. There's only two Spanish teachers. Another one is moving back home. So I would be the sole one. My class, I already have over 100 kids. And just the teaching situation isn't the best. So I want to see what else is out there. I'm going to stay in the area. And so if my job will let me, I'd like to continue coaching the boys and girls. And that seems to be their concern because they've had, I don't know, 5 different coaches in 6 years. So, I don't know, they want me to come back. And I'm,
how good was your team this past
back.
Season?
Are we talking about the boys or girls?
How about both?
All right. My boys team, at one point in the season, I didn't have a JV team. I only had one. I only had a varsity team. We were 1-16. And we have a bunch of farmers and country boys that play against a bunch of rich kids. So that was that. And then our girls, we actually made it to the state playoffs for the first time in 3 years, which was a big thing in itself. We were 9-10-1, which was very good. I think we won 6 games last year, and we cut a loss to the number one team in the conference that beat us last year. They beat us like 11-0. They only beat us 3-0, and they had a fluke. 2 out of the 3 goals were flukes, and it was like 20 minutes left in the game. So the girls, we lost 3-0, but the girls were thrilled. So
let's talk a little bit about the reaction to your story within the gay community itself. On our message board, there were many, many posts, and some actually were somewhat critical of you. A, were you surprised by the reaction? And B, what's your overall feeling, and what kind of reaction have you gotten off the website through email and stuff?
I'm not really surprised. by the emails. If we all had the same opinion, it would be pretty boring. There wouldn't really be discussion. But, I mean, to each their own. Everyone's allowed to have their own opinion. No one's been in my position. They don't know what I'm going through. So, I mean, they can think what they want to think, say what they want to say. Once again, I'm in a mindset, and I've been in a mindset for years. If you don't like it, too bad. I'm going to be who I am, and if you don't like it, too bad. If you do, great. As for emails I've gotten nothing but support, which has been great. I appreciate all the emails. It was nice hearing from everybody.
What are people telling you on the emails? Are people telling you their own stories about being athletes?
I got a couple people telling me stories about things like their situations when they were growing up, how coming out affected them. Some said that they didn't bother coming out. Some said that they have come out and they had a good response. They were pretty much similar to my situation. I mean, I came out and I had not a problem at all, and it's been, I don't like being in the closet, but I guess it is what it is.
Because it's interesting, as we, I haven't talked to Sid about this, but I got an email from someone, I won't give his name because I'm not sure what his situation is now, who Sid knows, who read your story, Matthew, and he said he just finished his first year as the top assistant coach with the women's volleyball team at a university in a small rural community out in the West. And he said, haven't been completely out at other jobs, high school and college, including as a coach. I'm not as open about my life here right now, as is a tricky situation in our small community and athletic department here, where even though football is not so good, it's still king. He says, I don't share things openly at all, and it's a far cry from my living in other places. So I do think that your story has resonated at least with some other people in your situation.
Right. I mean, it's all situational. If I was back home in Virginia teaching at my old high school, I would have no problem being out. Because, I mean, my little brother and sister go to the same high school. They're on different sides of the family, but they go to the same school. They're both, one's a cheerleader, one's a soccer player, and they're actually both the stars of their team. One's an MVP cheerleader, and one's and like an all-state soccer player. So all his friends and all her friends know about me. And it's, I guess just back home, it's just a lot more accepted. There's a lot more people, a lot more diversity, a lot more open-mindedness as opposed to, I don't know, the way things are down here. So it's all situational. It's all just based on where you are and how comfortable you feel. I mean, plus down here, I'm by myself with my roommates, whereas back home I'd be with my family. Right. If something were, not that anything were to, would happen, but I'd be with my family as opposed to being down here on my own.
Do you have any kind of social life down there as a gay man?
As a gay man? Not really. I have a couple friends here, a couple friends there. I have a friend of mine who's from back home in Maryland. He went down to a college in the area, and he played volleyball for the school. And so him and his boyfriend just moved up from Atlanta, and I hang out with them every once in a while when I make it down there, but it's about a 40-minute drive, so I don't really get down there. I just kind of hang out in the air where I am right now with my roommates. And I mean, I'm the kind of person that only has a couple really good friends, and I'm perfectly fine staying in playing beer pong all night with my roommates every night. So as for gay life, I really don't have one, no. Yeah, I'm always online chatting, but I mean, I've been here for 6 years, and there's only so much for me here, and I don't know. I'm always online. I'm sure people know me by my screen name. It's funny because whenever I go home in D.C., I live pretty much the same distance from D.C. back home as I do down here to the big cities, and so back home I'm always online because there's really no gay life where I'm from. And I go up to the city to go hang out with my friends, and they start running around calling me by my screen name. I think it's some big joke, but That's about the extent of my interaction. So I actually went down to go play tennis with my two friends from the city. And, of course, I'm, like, guy crazy because I never really get to go out and look at guys and talk about it or whatever. So we're sitting there playing tennis, and Dan goes, I guess you're pretty much gay-deprived up in where I'm from. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. I hang out with pretty much all straight people. My roommate's girlfriend is roommates with a friend of mine from high school who lives down here now. She played basketball in my college. She's a
basketball. Where are you going to be in 2 years?
But where am I going to be next month? I couldn't tell you. That's part of my problem is now that I've stopped teaching, don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I want to end up. But I never foresaw myself being stuck here. And so you can ask my roommates. They'll tell you I'll be here in 2 years. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, if I got up and moved to California, that would not surprise me. If I got up and moved to London with a friend of mine, that wouldn't surprise me. But if I had to guess, I would probably say somewhere in this area, same place I am.
Well, hey, Matthew, we really want to thank you very much for being on the podcast today, and also thank you for writing the story. I thought it was, you spoke from your heart, and you wrote about a situation that I think, as you said, only people in their own situation can really know what it's like, and I get a feeling that by the time you're 30, you're not going to be closeted pretty much wherever you are.
Right. I mean, I appreciate the chance you've given me and put my story out there, and
well, if people want to invite you on a date, what's your email address they can get a hold of you at?
My email address is thesoccerguy4, thesoccerguy4 at gmail.com.
And you can also find it on his story on OutSports.
Yeah. Fantastic.